After this month, there will be fewer people checking on jail inmates in Oklahoma County. Tulsa's mayor is proposing utility rate hikes to generate more revenue. And the federal government signed off on the state's internet expansion plan. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 23rd. I'm Deborah Schar. The Oklahoma County Jail will have fewer eyes checking on detainees in an effort to save money. KGOU's Nick Daniels has more.
The jail will cancel a contract for so-called safety checkers. Nonprofit news outlet The Frontier reports the jail paid about $180,000 a month to an out-of-state company for 20 to 30 contract workers, but that deal will end after April 30th amid a budget gap. This comes as the facility already struggles with staffing shortages. State inspectors have cited the jail for insufficient staffing several times since 2020. More than 50 detainee deaths have occurred since that year. Advocates warn the cuts could pose a threat to safety, but officials say the cuts are necessary to keep the jail operating. I'm Nick Daniels.
Read more on this story from The Frontier at KGOU.org. The Oklahoma Senate rejected a bill Wednesday that would have legalized sports betting in the state. Thomas Pablo reports the measure failed even with the support of the OKC Thunder and many tribal nations.
House Bill 1047 would have granted tribes the exclusive right to operate in-person and mobile sports betting in Oklahoma. This would have functioned as a supplement to the state's Tribal Gaming Compact created in 2004. State Senator Bill Coleman was a co-author of the bill. On the Senate floor, he argued sports betting could create a new source of revenue that the state was missing out on due to prediction markets.
It does not create a new avenue of gambling. You can legally make a sports bet right now, and it's unregulated, and we get nothing. This bill contains a regulated alternative to legal sports betting with platforms who are very concerned about problem gaming.
But the Senate voted against it, and Oklahoma remains one of a handful of states without legal sports betting. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Tulsa's mayor wants to invest millions into public safety, homelessness aid, and infrastructure as part of the city's next budget. Ben Abrams reports that plan could also include utility rate hikes.
Mayor Monroe Nichols presented his fiscal year 2027 budget proposal to City Council Wednesday night. The mayor's ask, totaling $1.2 billion, will allocate millions to priorities like the new public safety center, municipal court, fighting homelessness, and decreasing wait times for code violation calls. The mayor says the city needs more revenue, so he's proposing a nearly $6 per month increase in utilities for Tulsans.
These adjustments aren't about making a profit. They're about the urgent reality of maintaining the invisible systems that we all rely on.
Some of the initiatives, like homelessness, will utilize money from Tulsa's Vision 2016 tax package, which the mayor says outperformed in gathering revenue. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The federal government has approved Oklahoma's plan to connect the entire state to the internet. Anna Pope reports this comes after the Trump administration changed the broadband infrastructure program, causing states to quickly rework proposals.
The Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, program is to help far-flung places get internet access. Congress allocated money to BEAD in 2023, and broadband officials across the country had to quickly revise project proposals after the Trump administration issued new guidance to cut costs and adopt different technologies. Now the feds have approved the state's $574 million plan, which was less than Oklahoma's initial allocation. Mike Sanders, executive director of the Oklahoma Broadband Office, says this is a long time coming and will connect more than 40,000 homes and businesses.
We're going to be able to expand high-speed internet to every county in the state of Oklahoma, which is exciting, which is also different than other programs that we've administered over the last couple years.
States are still waiting on federal guidance on what to do with the leftover money. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? what really mattered, what happens next. At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.